Are you sure you want it?
Okay. So what you have in front of you is the child psychotherapy process Q set deck of items. No thanks. And Lily, I'm podcasting this for you. Say hi, Lily.
Hi, Lily.
There we go.
You're missing the candy.
Oh, there's candy here. Anyway, you will get yours on Tuesday, Lily. I have to have my research assistant, Patrick, create another deck of items for you, but they will be ready by Tuesday, and I'll put that in your mailbox.
I think she might have taken the deck.
Oh, she got one.
Where? From where?
They were outside.
Okay, but some of those were PQS and some of those were CPQ, and then others were CCQ. There were three decks in there.
So then Lily, you can check.
So the chances that she got the right one are one in three.
We believe in her.
Right?
Yeah.
Just like I said, the chances of Hillary Clinton winning were two to one.
It's too soon.
Too soon.
Yeah, it's really too soon.
I don't think we're talking about it.
So, Lily, if you could check.
Were you in a process group this today?
I was. We did. And see, I'm all processed now.
I was sad that we weren't invited to that process group. But you left.
You wanted to be part of the faculty?
Well, I just wanted it to be an open process group.
Oh.
But we're
still fine. Well, get your doctorate first, join the faculty, and then you could be part of that.
Oh.
It's like that.
It's like that.
So, so Lily, check your deck. And if the word child is anywhere in the items, that's the CPQ. If it's patient, that's the adult version of PQS.
And she would recognize if it was the CCQ.
I think she'd recognize it. The CCQ has nothing to do with psychotherapy process. So there are three different decks of cards from which you drew yours. And so you have a 1 in 3 chance, but we're hoping that you got the right one. So... anyway, what we're going to do today is actually view actual psychotherapy material. How many of you have never seen a child psychotherapy session conducted before? Everybody has?
But still excited.
You just stole my thunder.
You destroyed him.
Yes. I'm just a shell of a man now. So anybody have any lingering questions about the CPQ before we embark on this endeavor? None. Raquel knows everything. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to watch this together. I might pause occasionally, make comments. I may not. I might use my laser pointer, I may not. But after we're done watching, I want us to kind of just discuss your reactions and your feelings about what you just watched. We'll have about 20 minutes to do that after we watch the entire video. Then you'll go home and you'll Q-sort what you watched. What?
So we are remembering it from now, or?
Well, hopefully you'll be able to do it tonight. If not.
Okay. Well, so basically, you're not sending us this video for us to view again. That's not happening, is my question.
Would you like me to?
Yes. I don't think I'm physically going to be able to do it tonight, and I don't trust my own memory to do it again without having to be able to watch.
Okay. Would you be willing to put it on Dropbox for everybody?
If you give me the video.
Yes. If you give me a flash drive.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, I can do that.
You have everybody's email address?
Yeah. So.
From the listserv I've created?
Yes. Just so you know, I'm not going to do this until all my other consorts are done.
I mean, that's fine. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't have a problem with that at all.
What did you think I said?
I thought you meant you weren't going to send this out to people until you finished the Q-sorts.
No. I'm just not going to.
Yeah, that's fine. I get you totally.
Is there a way for me to be added to the email? Do you not get Jeff's emails? Not the one that goes to the lab.
I put you on there.
He hasn't sent them. Yeah. Okay.
I don't send them like every week necessarily.
I don't think I've ever gotten.
gotten one
ever
beyond what you're when you're like emailing the RFC group.
Let me check on that. Let me just do this for Julia and get going.
You might have to delete what was on the flash drive.
Oh, now you tell me. Hopefully it'll work.
I don't think it will.
You don't think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How big is the flash?
Well, let's see. While we're doing that,
I'll share a link.
There it is. This is from October 21st. Oh, here we go again. You don't know how often that happens to me. I might have the wrong email address. I guess that's a possibility. Oh, this would help.
Yeah, I know they showed me him, like he's very handsome. But is he like a schmo? Because I'm gonna want it. Yes. Yeah, but also I'm gonna do
it. Maybe not.
No, you know what to do. You know what to do.
Oh, okay.
So confused. It's confusing.
See, but it's not.
Yeah, but remember when I told you to duplicate the screen?
No. I don't remember. Let me try this again. Okay, here we go. See? But I had done that before.
I know, because I told you to.
All right. Is that your email address?
Yeah. That's not the same one you gave me.
That's the last time I sent out an email message to this group, October 21st.
Maybe I ignored it because I didn't know what I was
doing. What's that?
Maybe I ignored it and forgot and didn't talk to it because it has to do with the Ivana transcript.
Okay, but it's the Applied Child Lab. Okay. So anytime that comes up in your subject line, you open it.
Got it. He also, right. You can search, he begins every single email with my folks, so if you search folks.
You learned that from me.
You told me that.
Right, that's yeah, right.
Just I'm parroting what he said. So.
Just a parrot. Okay, so we solved that problem. You're going to send this out to everybody. Let's see what we've got. So that copied without having to.
Great.
you go. So I would recommend that people take notes, ask questions afterward. And could you close the door? This is actually sensitive material, so we want the door closed.
But it's fine for us to share and drop that.
Huh?
Nothing, I was just telling you something.
Well, you're not sharing it to an unlimited number of people, only the people in this group.
I did hear
me. Yeah, I did. I'm not that old. I still have some hearing left.
You have to plug in the
arm. It's plugged in. So she's making desperate pleas for attention here, and she's basically reflecting and being accepting of anything she does.
Called her dad her grandma's son. That's what she just said.
Yeah, because she lives with her grandmother. Unfortunately, the words are not very clear, but still look at the behaviors between them, the interactions. Notice the therapist is not participating. She's merely calling out directions.
Is she no longer complying?
No, she is.
She is.
She so desperately wants to impress this therapist that she's doing everything. She's literally contorting herself with the therapist.
Yeah.
Thank you.
like to know your thoughts.
You like the possibility of a cervical injury, or would you...
no thoughts?
Well, I want people to generate their own thoughts before I come in and just tell people what I think.
Okay.
A therapist really seems to be enjoying herself. I think that's important. We don't see her affect, but she's clearly enjoying herself, so the interaction is a very positive one. So there might be a hint of sadism here.
Yeah.
Just a hint. A spritz, if you will. We saw some aggression, some active, open aggression at the beginning of the session. This is possibly more controlled, calculating aggression here.
I can see some of like the CCQ items, like, because I never see them in the other child, but I see like the dominating, wanting to be the center of attention, the manipulation.
Yeah.
I can see that very clearly.
You have to shift your perspective to this deck of cards.
I know. It's just anecdotal.
So we see some undercurrents of anger continuing through the session.
But the therapist suggested it,
right? She's like, do you want to fight me?
No,
like fighting me?
Is that what happened?
Yeah. She says, Jericho said, do you want to box? Do you feel like fighting me?
I thought she said, I don't think so.
She said that. Do you want to box?
And she said, you feel like fighting me.
Right.
The therapist said.
But the patient said it
she
first.
She said, I want to box.
Thank
you.
Do you want to box me? So the patient, in a sense, was, or the therapist was reflecting the therapist's, or the patient's wishes. Are you mad at me? No reply.
Yeah.
Well, at least it's symbolic.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what was going to happen there.
So she shows some restraint.
Oh, no more glove.
Huh?
No more glove.
The gloves are off.
They're not gloves.
Does she know there are cameras here?
Of course.
Yeah, okay. Well, she does take karate.
Why is that karate moves?
Wonder if she just came from karate.
Julia, I agree with what you said. It's hard to think in terms of CCQ.
Yeah. Has this child been sorted with both? You know what I'm trying to say?
No.
She has not, or you don't know?
Just a CPQ. We had enough trouble with the other kid, with the CCQ.
This one is much more straightforward, I think. Thank you.
So note how many different play activities she's engaged in. So there was Twister, there were the gloves, now there's these, what she calls modeling things. That's an item, a CPQ item. How many different themes or activities is she playing in? Who's in control of the interaction? The child is firmly in control. There's no value judgment with that. I'm just making an observation. A lot of mirroring.
Yeah.
She just fix her hair.
Yeah, she took her hair down.
Mm. Now how about respect for interpersonal boundaries? She's suddenly testing limits to see how she's going to respond. In fact, standing on the table, the chairs, there's all attempts on her part to test the limits of this one.
Fighting.
Huh?
Fighting. Yeah.
Thank you. What'd she say?
She put something in her back pocket.
She's not really hiding the fact.
Well, hiding what?
The fact she's putting things in her pocket.
No, she said she was doing it.
Yeah.
Just the fact that she did it.
Now, you notice in spite of all this aggression, there's very little talk about it. Keep that in mind.
She writing instructions? That's how she's doing? Writing instructions on the blackboard.
There's a blackboard over here.
She's writing the Cucaracha. I'm gonna hand it to this therapist though. She's an incredibly good sport.
You wouldn't allow this?
I mean, like, I guess what I'm commenting on is it seems like she does it so effortlessly, and in my head, if this were me, I would do it, but it would be, like, a lot of effort on my part. But I don't know, maybe it is a lot of effort for her.
You mean emotional effort or physical effort?
Emotional effort.
Oh.
Like, it would be hard.
It takes a lot of emotional effort to be a child therapist.
It would be hard for me to, mostly just the fighting.
Oh.
Thank you.
wardrobe malfunction. Now, if she's starting something new, or is she elaborating on the current play? Think about that.
It's not clear. So I need to test you a little bit?
What?
Did she say I need to test you a little bit?
I couldn't hear her. All right, this seems like a new theme in the play.
Mm-hmm.
So this is play theme number 4. There doesn't seem to be a very comfortable transition between play themes, right? It was very abrupt, not really expected. There was no smooth transition. Got 5 minutes left. Let's see how she works with that.
I was wondering how this is going to go.
You're familiar with her. So shots are very aggressive, right?
Play theme number 5, right?
Mm-hmm. Do these playthings don't really seem to be conceptually connected to each other. They seem to be very isolated. Sort of disjointed. Now, what's interesting is in the context, she had said just prior to this new play theme, we have 5 minutes left. And then suddenly she opens up cans of Play-Doh. So this is a stall tactic, which is not being discussed. Also, look at the playroom. It's a mess.
Yeah,
but she said that.
The therapist said, remember, we only have a minute, and then we're going to clean up, and the child just ignored it, right?
Right.
She said, it's not. I don't know if it's a good idea to open that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said it twice.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Mm-hmm. So it's not, I guess it's not completely being ignored, but she's not being very forceful. Mm-hmm. She's setting the limits in a very wishy-washy kind of way. What'd she say?
You don't have to eat fast.
Now she is taking the cleanup somewhat seriously now. I'm a good cleaner. That was some bargaining. We don't have time. Someone else is going to use this room. Rather than setting authoritative boundary, time's up. See, now she's getting more stuff out. Therapist is not setting limits, firm limits. So this is really manipulative here.
She's just cleaning up by herself.
Right, so she's left to clean up. Feeling possibly resentful
at
her face.
I can see it in her face.
It's like, F you. Well, she can clean up quickly. We're not going to have time for your grandma to come in and see what you're doing here. Don't make this mistake.
I would not make this mistake.
Now there's this hypomanic quality to clean up. Mm-hmm. Now she's engaging her in more interaction. Dawdling. Speeding out more Play-Doh. It's what not to do in therapy. Now she sounds a little bit more firm, but...
It's too late.
Yeah. With a sound, a tone of disappointment in her voice. So she said you can't get any more out, and she's, in the meantime, doing it. So there's aggression here, which we've seen throughout the session. Testing limits. Yeah.
She looks sad.
I'm defeated. I couldn't control this patient.
She got more plates out.
We don't have time. That's the first interpretation she's made in the entire session. I know it's hard to leave.
This is a little bit painful.
It is painful.
Yeah, it's hard to watch.
She so enjoyed herself, and you know, now it's over and she doesn't want to deal with that, and she doesn't want to deal with it either.
She doesn't want to disappoint.
Well, I think she feels
child.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So there's, we call that parallel process. Now she's got her to talk about something else. More stalling.
It sounds like she's expressing some emotion right now to engage her, but I can't tell what she's saying.
Look at the watch. Would you look at the time? Ready up to go. Don't have much time.
Don't have much time. Time's up.
What time is the video
at
right now? Huh? Time is like 44 minutes. But
yeah.
It looks like she wanted grandma to come in. I hope she doesn't let grandma come in.
Oh, you get to meet Grandma.
Yeah,
meet
Grandma after all these years.
Sorry, we don't have time for Grandma to come in.
Why say sorry?
Yeah, you're right. No sorry.
See, even you are feeling it.
Yeah.
A little bit of guilt.
A little bit.
She's obviously a very needy
so
child, and she brings
wanting.
Out
yeah.
that feeling of wanting to care for her.
Yeah.
Also, if you knew the family history, that contributes.
Yeah.
Thank you. And just think, all of this is over time. All of this. Where's the therapist?
Does this get coded?
Yeah, all of it. Anything that's on the video.
Oh. Wait, there's another child.
Is this the sibling that we would hear about?
I don't know who that is. Here she said, time to clean up. It's just wonderful.
Excuse me. I'll put a person in the room.
Is she a social worker?
I think it might be the therapist for her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now see how she listened to Grandma.
You can tell our therapist over here is upset.
No, she. What happened here is that the sister is in CBT.
Oh, that's what I asked.
Oh, I didn't hear.
Yeah.
So believe me, in subsequent sessions that got stopped.
Which the all coming together at the end.
Well, not only that, but also her getting a prize.
She got a prize.
Yeah, the therapist.
That's what she's
earlier.
Doing right now.
Oh, I thought the sister was getting a prize.
She's getting one too. Because you can't do
you
one
can't,
without the other.
Right, of course.
It's a total mess.
Okay,
it's over now. 50 minutes. Should be 45. Okay, so let's just take 5 minutes, shall we? And I want to hear people's observations, and then we'll end, and you can Q-sort this at home. Send me the distributions on Wednesday night by 10 p.m., please. Thank you.
Were you going to show us that your amazing way of doing it yourself?
Can I do that?
Can I hear some observations from people while she's... doing that?
I felt painful to watch at the end. I mean, watching the therapist, like, energy decrease. She seemed like she felt painful.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think I was a bit taken aback by the beginning with the aggression, really being almost how it seemed to encourage, like, to have boxing gloves even in the room. It's a bit surprising to me. I have children one-on-one therapy, but I don't think I would ever really encourage.
How about guns in a therapy playroom?
I think
like toy guns.
I think kids can make guns out of anything, but I personally wouldn't want guns in the playroom.
It gives them like an opportunity to show the aggression though that they might not. But I feel like if they do bring it out, then you have to address it, you know. And I felt like that was kind. I didn't understand that the aggression wasn't addressed. I've never done play therapy. I've never learned about it. I've just worked with a lot of kids, and I know the second that like something aggressive comes out, you like address it. So that definitely like kind of took me aback. Because it seemed to be like a theme throughout,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Or maybe interpret it. When does the aggression express itself? What is she trying to say behind the aggression?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I liked how the therapist said, are you mad at me? But I would have liked her to push that a little bit
mm-hmm.
more.
Yeah, I was surprised in that moment that she let the kid continue to act out beating her up without...
Mm-hmm. Now, just remember, this is a student therapist.
Totally.
Who this is probably her first therapy session ever.
I was about to say. I was about to say that this must be a first session. Yeah.
I felt like I was watching
Didn't
her.
Didn't she say something about cleaning last week?
Oh, last week.
So maybe it's her second.
It's either first or second.
Yeah.
She
said
like last time you cleaned up so well.
It's either the first or second session.
But it was interesting. Every time the therapist started to ask her questions is when she like switched to a new activity. I noticed. Like with the whole cucaracha thing, the therapist goes, are you going to go now? Is it your turn or something like that? And that's when she went to the closet and she got out like the doctor's set. Or I don't know, whatever she got out next. And then the second time, I can't remember what they were doing. They were doing the doctor thing. And then the therapist asked like, am I okay? Like what's wrong with me? And then... She went and she got the play-doh, you know? So it was kind of, yeah.
So whenever she's pressed to provide more elaboration of her play, she quickly gives up, becomes frustrated, maybe gives up and moves to something else.
Yeah, but she was like very manipulative about that. I don't think manipulative is the right word. That sounds horrible. But she played with the timing a lot, you
mm-hmm.
know? Like as soon as at the end, when the therapist was trying to get her to clean up, that's when she started talking. You know?
Right, because control is being, so the therapist is asking the patient to cede control,
mm-hmm.
and the patient, having been in control the entire session,
right.
doesn't want to cede the control.
Right.
I mean, I define that as manipulation. You can use a different word.
Yeah, no,
but manipulation is trying to either grab or retain control over a situation, and she's clearly trying to do that.
Yeah.
Anna, you got your hand up.
No, I was just going to say it was very, like, interesting because I'm not in psychology. I'm in social work, so I was kind of looking at it as, like, social work perspective.
Same ballpark.
Sort of. Except that, like, I'm not sure if you guys have guidelines. I don't know if she's, like, the whole
job. That's a shame.
I was, like, sitting here, like, well, that would definitely not be permitted in any of my classes. So I don't know if
which
it's like
part,
intentional.
Which part? I mean, like,
you know, like the whole thing. Like I don't know if it was like intentional to like kind of just like let her do her thing. Like maybe that's a strategy.
Well, it's not. It's called non-directive play therapy.
Yeah, just let the child. Like,
child-centered.
Yeah, exactly.
But
so
focus more on the interaction. What did you think about the interaction between the patient and the therapist?
No, I know. It was just a comment from the bottom of my head. But I mean, it was pretty interesting. It's more interesting because I know the girl.
You've coded her in other contexts with
she's
other
the
cue sort.
Child I've ever coded, so,
yeah.
She's fresh in my mind, but to see her like not stop and show so much aggression.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if she came from karate or something.
That's what I was wondering too. She
yeah.
came from a karate lesson.
I don't know. I mean, we can't let that factor into our coding.
Yeah.
The possibility that she just came from karate, you code what you see in front of you.
Yeah, for sure. But it was like her focus when she came in, like she was talking about it, and then she had karate class with her.
But I would sense that her aggression goes beyond just the
for
situational
sure.
influence of her karate lesson, if that's indeed where she came from. Her aggression supersedes the situational context.
Okay, can I show this?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they were to meet again, can she bring up, you were really aggressive last week?
No. According to Jeff, the answer is no.
No, they, you know, if you dip your toe in a river a week later,
so this is an opportunity.
It's really a different river, right? It's never the same river.
Never the same river. I just learned that last week.
Where'd you learn it from? So the answer is no. You know, the person's in a different mindset unconsciously and perhaps consciously, and so you want to go with where the patient is in the here and now.
Okay, so you won't see them referring to past.
You might, but that, I would call that a technical error.
In this orientation, you know, like in CBT, you might not think that, but this is psychodynamic treatment. So.
I'm just asking, same for adult.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to show you guys this. So
show us.
So this is what I made and what I work off of. So when I open it, when I start a new one, I just highlight everything like that and I clear it. Do clear contents so it's blank. And then I type them directly in. So let's say I have like 32, like 96, 4, 17, and like 12. And so I'll just enter them all like that, like normal. But the part that makes it easiest for me is that once I have the whole thing filled out, I'll go and just highlight that part. And then you see right here where it says A to Z? I go ascending. And then continue with current selection. And they're all in alphabetical. They're all in numerical order for me now. So I do that with all 9 piles. And then when I go to like enter it over here, it's really easy for me to like see. I say, oh, okay, so 4 is a 9, and then like 12, and then 17, and then 32 and 96, and I don't have to like be constantly going like this. So that's what I do. I only have to like go up at the end of each like column. Like after I finish the 9s, I go back up to the top to start for the 8s, and then it just works down. It's a lot easier for me. It doesn't work for, it's okay if it doesn't work for anyone.
Will you send that to us?
I can send this to you, but you would still have to do the manual part with the sorting. That doesn't go automatically.
I feel really good about
this. This is so much.
Okay.
Yeah, you feel great about the manual sorting. We're so happy.
Okay.
Or the point is like sorting.
I lie on my floor and I'm like 7:50. Just like put all the cards down there.
Sure, I can send this to everyone.
Right.
Yeah, I was trying to explain this last week, but apparently it wasn't getting across very well.
No, I didn't understand it until you just explained it.
I still don't get
it. Really, Mike?
I have them all on.
All right, so everybody know what you're doing?
Oh, sorry, I left the numbers in there for you guys.
You're going to email it to everybody?
You want me to email it to you, too?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, see everybody next week.